in a time of drought. There's nothing more welcome than a rain cloud on the horizon that looks that way. But Jude says, while to others, the false teachers appear to be clouds bringing rain of spiritual refreshing, they soon discover that these apostates bring no rain at all. You hang around long enough, you'll see they're empty.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of the exciting Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Jeff brings you powerful biblical messages, along with practical applications that can help you grow in your personal walk with Jesus Christ. So stay tuned and be challenged, be encouraged, and be transformed by the power of the Word of God. Today on Life Talk, we're starting a new message entitled, The Plot, Apostate's Doom. Stay tuned as Pastor Jeff takes us to an in-depth study of the book of Jude in this thought-provoking series we call, Hey Jude. To tell us more about today's message, here's Pastor Jeff.
The Bible teaches that there will be a day of reckoning for everyone that rejects the good news of Jesus Christ. But there is a particularly harsh day coming for those who turn others away from the faith through false teaching. In the book of Jude, Jude focuses not only on the lifestyles and false claims of false teachers, but also on their coming doom at the judgment bar of God. This is not a jump up and shout kind of message, but it is something that needs to be heard in this day when false teachers and heresies abound. In today's message, we're going to read what Jude has to say under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit about the final end of false prophets and teachers. So grab your Bible and follow along as I share the message, The Plot, The Apostate's Doom, from the series, Hey Jude. Last time we ended with looking at three men mentioned by Jude, and they were Cain and Balaam and Korah. Now, those three men were used as illustrations of modern-day apostasy and what exactly it attacks. Cain represents apostasy's attack on the salvation of God. He said, I'm going to approach God my way, not his way. Balaam represents apostasy's attack on the sovereignty of God. Korah, on the service of God. Now, the reason this whole issue of contending for the faith once delivered to the saints matters so much to Jude and the other apostles is because apostasy directly attacks the person and work of the Lord Jesus. Amen? Apostasy damns souls to eternal lostness and destroys the pillars of truth upon which the church stands. Now, understanding this makes it easier to understand Jude's fierce attack against the apostates themselves and their false message. He's furious about it. And sometimes I wonder where this righteous anger is today. Amen? Because he's angry about this false teaching and the attacks on Jesus and his person and his work. Now, it's important for us to remember there is a difference between apostasy and backsliding. They're very different. What's a backslider? A backslider is a genuine Christian who stops walking with the Lord. Amen? You know somebody, they were in church every time the door is open, prayed, witnessed, and all of a sudden they're gone. You go, what happened to so-and-so? And they say, well, they're just not walking with the Lord anymore. They've gotten caught up in some sin, and it usually happens this way. They slowly stop reading their Bibles. First sign, talking about Jesus, praying, they get out of church, and they quit hanging around with other Christians, and it goes like that. I've been pastoring, 35 years, and I can tell you when somebody gets out of church, it's never good. Now, they will say to you, well, I'm just taking a little sabbatical. Have you ever seen sabbaticals turn into a really long time? When somebody gets out of church, it's never a good sign. Hanging around with other Christians, praying. Sad as it is to backslide, there is a road open to restoration by true repentance and confession. Amen? Amen. God says in Hosea, I will heal their what? Backsliding. I will love them freely. So backsliding can be healed. But now we come to apostasy. Apostasy is a total renunciation of the faith, including Jesus Christ, his person, and his work. The apostate is never really born again, but they have what Paul describes as a form of godliness, but denying the power that could make them godly. So they have a form. They look right, they seem right, they're in church often, but they're not born again. The Living Bible says they will go to church, yes, but they won't really believe anything they hear. Whoa, there are people like that in church now? Then why are they there? They like the fellowship. They like the potlucks. They like the music. They like that it's closer to their house. They like the social gatherings. They come for many reasons. Now, Jude is going to tell us tonight, one of the reasons they come is to undermine the real faith. So these are the types of people that Paul predicts will appear with increasing frequency in the last days. He says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last days, some are going to turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and, watch this, teachings that come from demons. Let me ask you, do demons teach? Better believe they do. And so these people who are in the church but not of the church, they're in the church but they don't know the Lord of the church. And eventually they say, for whatever reason, you know what, I'm out of here. This isn't for me. And they turn to false teaching, things taught by demons. And Paul doesn't mince words here. He says, these people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. Now that's apostates. They're not the real deal. Somehow they've been around the Word of God, the things of God, but they've never turned to God. They get close, but they don't go all the way in. And so they don't last, and they eventually leave. But when they leave, they also sometimes come back, but not to fellowship with the things of God, but to undermine the true faith. Apostates leave the true faith of which they were never truly a part, follow demonic teachings, and in turn teach others the same. These are the targets of Jude's letter. So let's pick it up in verse 12, where Jude is going to paint the apostates in really unpolitically correct terms. Amen. Don't you love it when somebody's not politically correct? Anybody in here hate political correctness like I do? Because you're fake and you're phony and you can't really say what you want. Political correctness is designed to muzzle people like us from saying the truth. Now, look what he says in verse 12. These are spots in your love feasts, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. Now, in Bible times, it was a sign of friendship and fellowship to sit at a table to eat together. It's the same with us today. I mean, hey, restaurants love it when churches get out, because we head straight for the restaurants to buffet our bodies, right? Now, in this, Jude shows the devious nature of the apostates of his time, and they're the same today. They attended the church love feast. We would call them potlucks, whatever. Sat down to eat with them, all the while undermining and betraying them and not believing a thing they said. The word spots. How would you like to be called a spot? Right? The word spots can be translated hidden rocks. It pictures a rock or a dangerous reef hidden just below the waves that causes a shipwreck as it approaches the shore. So the apostates shipwreck the lives of the gullible, and they do it all the time. They do it all the time. Do you know the success rate of just the Mormon church with formerly churched Christians, do you know how successful they are? Just knocking on the doors, going door to door. You see the little Mormon guys out there on their bicycles and white shirt and black tie, and they just faithfully plug along, knocking on the doors, and they find victims, gullible people all the time. And they leave their churches to go into the Mormon church. How does that happen? Because they don't know their Bible. Oh, man, if there's ever a time you got to know your Bible, it's now. That's why I'm teaching the Bible here on Wednesday nights. I want us to be biblically literate, not illiterate, okay? Jude points out their brazen arrogance by saying they have no fear sitting there eating with you, chowing down. Hey, how you doing? God bless. Isn't God good? Oh, yeah. Chowing down. But all the time, they're looking for ways to undermine the faith once delivered to the saints. So everybody say to me, they make their way into the church. That's his point. They weasel their way into the church. Amen. All right? They infiltrate the church. And nowadays, they didn't have television, radio, books like we do today in Jude's day. So I'm going to tell you, they infiltrate the church by coming into your living room via Christian TV. Some of what's on Christian TV is Christian, and some of it is not Christian at all. And so how do they get in? They get into your living room, and you're sitting there listening, and if you don't know your Bible, and they go south and start teaching things about Christ and the Bible that aren't true, you don't know it. You're not going to know it unless you know your Bible. Amen. Okay? So Jude says, there they are. They're arrogant. They're brazen. There's no fear of God, no fear of judgment, no fear of discovery. They even go so far as to pass themselves off as pastors or shepherds or Bible teachers of the flock. But their goal is to undermine and destroy the faith once delivered to these saints. And that's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you are with me tonight? How many of you know this is true? Amen. Oh, yeah. Listen, there's more false teachers out there today than I think at any time in history. Amen. Mainly because of mass media. Now, in summary, not to mention social media, computer, internet. Now, in summary, Jude says, first, they are confident imposters, deceivers of the first order. That's the apostates. That's the false teachers. That's who he's aiming this at. And Jude's angry about it. Amen. He said, man, I love Jesus. I love what he taught. I love what he did. He died for me. And these guys are undermining that. And so I'm angry with a righteous anger about this. Now, next, he's going to use four striking metaphors to describe them. His metaphors will explain why the followers of these apostates always end up disappointed, disillusioned, and distressed in the end. In the end, they always end up feeling like, man, this has not delivered what I thought it was going to deliver at all. I'm disappointed. Let's look. He says, first of all, number one, here's the first metaphor. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds. Now, this is easy to understand. When we see a dark cloud, we expect it to pour forth refreshing rain. Amen? Oh, we look up there, and here comes this great big dark cloud, and especially if it's in the middle of an August Texas summer. We say, all right, here it comes. Okay? And in a time of drought, there's nothing more welcome than a rain cloud on the horizon that looks that way. But Jude says, while to others, the false teachers appear to be clouds bringing rain of spiritual refreshing, they soon discover that these apostates bring no rain at all. You hang around long enough, you'll see they're empty. Their message is bereft of truth and God's blessing. They make a great first impression. They're smooth talkers. Y'all mind if I talk this way? Okay? I mean, I've been around a long time. They're smooth talkers, as the song, smooth operators. They're slick as oil. They're slick, smooth, distinguished, articulate, winning, charismatic, magnetic, convincing, persuasive. And you go, wow, they have to be right. They just come over so good. And we're suckers for this. They look good. If somebody looks good, they got 90% of your attention right there. They come over on TV good. They have a large following. They have a smooth voice. They seem intelligent. Amen. Clouds, dark clouds that look like they promise water. So you go and you begin to listen to them and you begin to follow them. And you begin to send them your money, which is what most of them are after. Amen. Send me your $100 check and God's going to give you $10,000 before this year is out. You know how I know they don't really believe it? Because they don't go empty their own bank accounts. If I'm telling you, hey, I've got a word from God, that if you give into this ministry, say $100, he's going to multiply it back to you 100-fold. If I really believe that, I'm saying to my wife, honey, go empty out our bank account and put it in this ministry. Because that's an investment yielding high interest. But they don't, do they? Now, I'm not talking about all of them. Some of them are very legitimate, good people. I'm not talking about all of them. But there are scammers out there that do this in the name of the Lord. And they're really good at it. And when you listen to them, it's almost always about money. It never ends without a big spiel about money and promises that if you give to them, you're going to get back this incredible return. But if you go interviewing the people that gave to them, you find out that that's not what happened with them at all. But the teachers of it are getting very rich. Amen. Okay? Peter talked about this, and Jude talks about this. This isn't Jeff Wickwire. I'm quoting the Bible. Amen. Okay? Those who say that godliness is material gain. And the Bible says, from such withdraw yourself. So anyway, I don't want to get off on that. But they promise rain. You look up, man, I'm going to get blessed if I follow this person. But Jude says, it's a sham. He says, the truth is, they're driven by the wind, by uncertain winds, not anchored in spiritual stability. Their message never saves, satisfies, or sanctifies. Never. It instead deceives and disillusions and destroys. Folks, can you say with me, I know that's out there. I know it's out there. I know it is. It's out there. So much stuff that we're exposed to is a sort of a twisted, skewed, Americanized form of Christianity that won't preach in other places in the world. And here's what I believe. If it's the real gospel of Jesus Christ, it'll preach anywhere, anytime, to anybody, in any condition. I came tonight loaded for bear. I hope you're ready to receive it. Amen. I'm just preaching Jude here, teaching Jude. Yeah. Now, the next metaphor that Jude provides, look at this. Late autumn trees without fruit, describing these apostates. Late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots. Now, the expression without fruit, or as the King James Version will put it, whose fruit withereth, refers to trees that bear no fruit when they should bear fruit. Okay? There's always, folks, this happens with teaching. Like right now, I'm sowing seed into you, the seed of the Word of God. It's going to go into the fertile soil of your soul. And if it's the real Word of God, and it's taught balance, rightly dividing the Word of truth, amen, then it's going to bring forth a harvest of fruit in you in its season. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you don't faint. So there's a sowing, a waiting, and then a reaping. His point is, the teaching of these false teachers, when they teach it, it's sown, but when the time for it bringing forth fruit arrives, and there should be fruit, there's not any. Amen. There's not any, because it wasn't the real Word of God. Okay? This is why Jesus said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Ravenous. He said, you'll know them by what, everybody? Say it out loud. Their fruit. You'll know them by their fruit, not their talk, not their walk, but the result of their teaching and their lifestyle. You'll know them by the fruit. Then Jude goes on, they're also twice dead. Man, bad enough to be once dead, but these cats are twice dead. Now watch this. He means not only are they born spiritually dead like all of us, we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, that's why we need to be born again. But when they're offered eternal life through Jesus Christ, they spurn it. So they're twice dead. Jude says they'll be plucked up by the roots. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what that means straight up. There's no hope for them. They're done. They're not only dead, but they're damned. Remember Jesus' words? He said the same thing. Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be what, everybody? Rooted up. Or as Jude says, plucked up by the roots. In other words, there comes a time when God just sees that's never going to bear fruit. It's never going to be right. They're never going to repent. So I'm just going to pluck them up by the roots. Amen. We deal with a very real God. Yeah. Say with me, it's a fearful thing. Let's try it again. Everybody, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Unless you're on good terms through Jesus Christ. So there you go. They are clouds without rain. They are late autumn trees without fruit. Now comes metaphor number three. He's not done yet. He wants to be sure we get it. So he says, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wow, do you get the idea? He doesn't like these folks. Amen. Now, raging waves of the sea can only mean one thing. They are dangerous. False teachers are dangerous. People that misrepresent Christ are dangerous. People that don't teach you the Word of God accurately are dangerous. Raging waves leave sunken ships in their wake. Raging waves routinely destroy whole towns during terrible storms. Apostates are dangerous just like that. The word raging is from a Greek word meaning wild waves. It means nobody can tame them. It can also mean savage or fierce. The Greeks used the same word to describe a malignant wound. So this is God's description of apostates. And it's a terrible description. It's really a serious, somber description. He doesn't like people that twist the word. Amen. All right? You got to be so careful who you listen to. Amen. Are you careful who you listen to? Yeah. I know you're here tonight, but I know I'm not the only one you listen to. Are you careful? Do you ever sit there and say, you know, are they really teaching the Word of God? Yeah. Is this balanced? Does this jive with the Bible I know? Yeah. Or are they kind of getting out there? Have you ever asked yourself that? Do you ever test the spirits to see whether they are of God? They foam out their own shame. The word he uses here occurs only here. And it comes from a root word meaning to foam with the mouth, like a rabid dog. They foam with the mouth like a rabid dog. They are like a rabid animal coming after you to bite you, to hurt you. Have you ever thought about that? Amen. Now we come to the last metaphor, wandering stars. For whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Jude, we're kind of starting to get that these are bad people. Okay? Wandering stars. And what is waiting for them? The blackness of darkness forever. Darkness that you can feel. It's so dark. Darkness that is so black and dark you can feel it. That's the idea. This verse, this metaphor, speaks to the eternal doom of the apostate. Jude likens them to wandering stars. Now, a little bit of science here.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Pastor Jeff. We are so glad to have you here with us today. Before you touch that dial, we would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your unwavering support for Life Talk. Every time God uses the ministry of Life Talk to transform a life by the power of Jesus Christ, it's because somebody like you gave financially and helped make it possible. Life Talk's daily program is listener supported. So if you're interested in supporting this ministry, call us toll free at 877 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Or visit our website at lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us. And there you can make a donation to empower Life Talk to continue transforming lives with the power of the gospel. Once again, visit us online at lifetalkradio.us or call us toll free at 877-884-3111 and give your best gift today. You've been listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Join us again next time for the continuation of this message entitled The Plot, Apostate's Doom, in this series called Hey Jude. Thank you for listening today. We look forward to being with you again here on Life Talk Radio. Until then, God bless.